This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Wednesday, July 13th. Vanguard took in $140 billion in new money in the first half. Bloomberg intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas says Vanguard's gain continues to cause Wall Street some pain. His reasoning?
If you take Vanguard's $3 trillion, they only take home about $3.9 billion in fees from that money. To put that into perspective, if for every $3 trillion active mutual funds have, they take in about $30 billion. And for every $3 trillion hedge funds have, they take in about $55 billion.
Balchunas says the popularity of low-cost ETFs and index funds represents a transfer of wealth away from financial middlemen toward investor accounts. He adds, in addition to Vanguard's low fees, the financial industry is also losing out on another revenue stream.
Vanguard funds largely are passive, so the fund itself doesn't do a lot of trading. And if you're not doing a lot of trading, it means you're not really in the Wall Street casino racking up commissions. That's how a big part of Wall Street's business. So if the turnover is low, it means that you're starving Wall Street of what they like, which is commission. So when money goes to Vanguard, in effect, it basically has downstream effects in the financial industry, which means less revenue to operate off of, both on fees and on the turnover and the trading commissions.
And that's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.